Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, we are just starting our round with the Democratic hopefuls who are all going to take your calls in the next week. We did the two Republicans last week. So we have Anthony Weiner tomorrow, Bill de Blasio on Tuesday right after the Labor Day weekend, and Quinn and Thompson next week as well. So get ready with your questions for the mayoral hopefuls if you're still making up your minds live here on the Brian Lehrer Show. And how many of you tuned in to the debate last night between the city's three Republican mayoral candidates? Well, if you didn't, you missed what might have been one of the more interesting exchanges of the campaign season. We'll play the start of it now. This is about a minute long, so listen.
Mr. Katsimatidis, Christine Quinn has said that if she were elected mayor, one of her priorities will be to have the city distribute bigger and better condoms. There have been a number of complaints that the condoms distributed by the city are not big enough or strong enough. I wonder if you agree and if you would make it a priority.
Well,
it's them.
I disagree with Christine Quinn as far as distributing condoms to underage kids without their parents' permission. I think there might be an age that you can do that, maybe at 16 and above. But to distribute condoms to kids that are 12 years old.
The city does it now.
Huh?
The city does it now.
I know, and I think it's wrong. And I think we should buy the strongest condoms we can get.
John Katsimatidis. The question came from Channel 2's Marsha Kramer. The other candidate soon responded, with George McDonald saying NYC-branded condoms should be made in New York. That was his issue, where they're made. And candidate Joe Loda criticizing Quinn's original comments as pandering. So is there any credence to the claim? Well, here to offer an explainer on the size and strength of New York City condoms is Martha Kempner. She's a writer with RH Reality Check, and she's a sexual health educator. Martha Kempner, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And I gather this whole controversy started with Christine Quinn vowing to improve the NYC-branded condoms. She said she's heard complaints about users dissatisfied with the quality of the condoms. Do you know what she's talking about? Is this a common complaint, and has it been demonstrated?
You know, I'm not really sure, because I think that the New York City condoms are a very good brand of condoms. I think the issue is that the condoms that are handed out for free are not necessarily the top of the line. So they're not the bigger condoms necessarily. They only come in one size. And they're also not the ones with the better lube on the inside and the outside and the thinnest latex available, or even the new different shapes. So that may be why people are complaining, is it's not kind of the best condom out there, but it is a good condom. It's a strong condom, and it definitely is a condom that works.
When you say works and when you say not the best, are we talking about levels of protection, levels of percentage chances that they'll break and fail in some way that could cause a pregnancy or a disease?
Absolutely not. All condoms that are marketed in the United States, whether they're distributed for free or sold in a drugstore, are going to be safe. They're going to be – they're an FDA-regulated device. They're tested. They work, and they don't break if they're used consistently and correctly.
Is there an industry-wide standard for condoms?
There is. So there are a few industry governing bodies, and then there's also the FDA who gets involved because they're a Class 2 regulated device. So the testing that they have to undergo in order to be distributed in the United States is standard for the industry.
Now, by way of background for our listeners who may not know, the city's free condom program marked its fifth anniversary earlier this year. And, of course, city health officials marked the occasion by trumpeting the program's success. They noted the program had distributed tens of millions of free condoms through the city's 3,500 distribution centers over the years. Do you have any way of measuring whether the program has been as successful as the city says, and how would you measure it?
Well, I think just the sheer volume of condoms that are being distributed is a great measure of success. You know, the city has actually been giving out condoms since the early 70s, but until the New York City condom and the fancy design and the package design was brought out in 2007, they didn't give out as many because it wasn't kind of as fun. So I think that this was a really good way to make sure that more people were who needed them were getting free condoms.
Here is a little bit of the answer from Republican candidate Joe Loda at last night's debate. He makes an accusation against Quinn for raising the issue in the first place in the race.
You want to see the ultimate in pandering? It's exactly what Christine Quinn did. We're distributing condoms. We will continue to distribute condoms, whether we have parental choice or not. The city's doing it already. Quite honestly, it's the worst type of pandering I've possibly seen.
Now, I know you're a sexual health educator. You're not a political analyst. But do you think Christine Quinn may have been speaking to a particular community of voters if Loda says she was pandering?
Well, I don't know if she was pandering. I do worry a little bit that by bringing this up, and especially by suggesting that they break, she might be putting doubts in the heads of people who didn't have doubts, right? I think if you want to distribute a better condom in New York, and again, these are good condoms and they work. If you want to make one that have better lube or that feel better, that's fantastic because the more people who use the condom, who like it, who go back and get more, the better. But I think, you know, we don't want to be putting doubts in anybody's head. These condoms are not going to break. They're not going to break any more than the ones you buy at the drugstore. So if this is how you're getting your condoms, keep getting them and keep using them.
And before you go, both Joe Loda and candidate George McDonald agreed that the city-branded condoms should be made here in New York by New Yorkers. Do you know where they're made now?
Well, this particular condom is not made in the United States. There's only one condom factory in the United States, which is outside of Virginia. These condoms are made overseas.
Martha Kempner, a writer with RH Reality Check and a sexual health educator. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.